I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, and welcome to the Sunday League Pundits. Episode... I've already forgot what episode we're on. We're having a fun time. Great time. No Liam.
These episodes were numbered?
They were for a brief period
crazy.
Of time.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
So, yeah, we got, obviously, Brett.
Shalom.
Lucas.
Stop.
Matt.
It's an audio podcast.
Well, they
video,
get the point.
Get the point.
And then we got Greg.
Hi.
Big fan.
It's an audio podcast, and that's
yeah. So, football's been kind of weird recently, hasn't it?
Football. It's been something.
I mean, Premier League's been kind of weird because you don't know who's playing right now, and some days they're not playing, right?
How did they decide who's not going to play and who is?
Basically, if it was like around the London area, or if there's like transport that would affect the game around the Queen's like session or whatever it is, then that's what they chose because
they didn't have like enough police or something.
Yeah, it was like police. Like Chelsea game versus Liverpool was in London, so that would cause a lot of issues. And I don't know. I don't know everything around it. That's just what I know. And well, again, I don't have to see Liverpool play, even though I was pretty happy with Liverpool in the Champions League. But
and that explains why Nottingham Forest played Fulham. Sorry, that wasn't supposed to be.
It wasn't in Fulham, so.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, okay, well, I rest my case.
Shout out to
you.
Did
you guys win that game?
What?
Did you guys win that game?
Yeah. You know we did.
No, I didn't know you did.
I definitely didn't watch that game.
Apparently, Dean Henderson is crap, according
to
Brian.
Dude, he's terrible. He's dog water. Dude, did you see that compilation of him that somebody put up?
I saw that, yeah.
It was horrendous, dude. Liam does better than that.
Okay.
No.
I mean,
there were some like either
doesn't have hands.
It was either angles or just the most. I can't even find the right adjective to explain just how horrendous the efforts he would put into some of the opportunities, and then immediately point at one of his defenders. Go, why are you not covering him? Why are you not saving it? I remember the match against Tottenham. The first goal of the game, hammered from outside of the box. I'm pretty sure it's Harry Kane because Sonny was on his little bit of a run there. Hammered it from outside of the box. And Dean Henderson just goes...
Well, I mean, it's because he stepped the right wrong way.
Yeah, 100%. Make a tray. Make a play. Make a try. Do something. Prove to me that you are supposed to be there. Prove to the new coach that would have watched you in practice and go, oh, we have to have him as our goalkeeper over David De Gea, who's one of the I'm not even going to get into it, but yeah. The worst goalkeeper in the Prem, Dean Henderson. Good for you, buddy. The biggest mouth, too.
I just hope the audio is picking up for you over there, is it?
No, the audio is just below the...
Oh, I see. Okay. I was very confused. Anyways, thank you for the explanation of why Dean Henderson is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the compilation.
I mean, he couldn't really do anything for the 3 goals that we scored, honestly. So, that game.
Yeah.
João Paulinho scored
banger. Prior to your round, Dean Henderson, I'll give a shout-out to Prince William, who took a shot at Manchester United supporters while saying hello and thank you to everyone who was in London. Because what do you say? There was an incident where somebody was asked, "Oh, you're a Villa fan, right?" He's like, "Yes, I am." Who do you support? Manchester United. Well, not all of us can be perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna withhold for the betterment of the Queen.
Yes. So,
rest in peace, Lizzie.
Oh my.
Anyways.
Well, I mean, there's some Irish supporters who would probably agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dylan's listened to this. Dylan, longtime follower of the Ninth, but I asked him his thoughts on Queen Elizabeth's deaths, and the things he said that I cannot recite on this podcast.
Why are we bringing it up?
I'm so sorry.
You did absolutely sewer it over. Like,
yeah.
You heard that? Loyal. Fuck Dylan.
Anyways,
Fulham.
Yeah.
Can we take this off, man? Like,
the Brazil flag?
Yeah, why?
No, we have to.
For what?
Vinicius.
Bro, we're just going to come up with a different excuse every week. That's why
we have to It's a part of the culture now. The Ninth Man culture. If you're on audio, we have a Brazilian flag amongst us now, and it's Stan. Samba. Rio de Janeiro.
Willian got an assist. He's back in the Prem.
There you go. Willian.
Up Brasilia, baby.
Every week we can find an excuse for it.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony had a nice touch.
I mean, if you would like
mats,
to provide a Jamaican flag, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, for the World Cup. Yeah. Go, yeah.
We're not in the World Cup.
Oh, what? You guys finished last in the octagon? Stop.
What was, sorry, how is that fucking surprising to you?
I'm so sorry. That was, it was
talking to a guy whose country's not made the World Cup. And I don't know if they've ever made the World Cup.
They have.
Okay, maybe once.
1998.
Like, what part of Jamaica not going to the World Cup is surprising to anybody?
It's sarcasm.
Mikel Antonio, like, man.
Dude, yeah. He didn't even play like half the games.
Yeah, neither did Leon Bailey because he was either injured or just decided
literally
not to go. Yeah.
We were playing with some dudes off the streets of Kingston. Hopefully not in the country because those guys don't speak English. And I don't take that back. You can go look at the videos if you want to. I don't understand a single word any of them say.
Hug one breath.
No, it's worse.
No.
Like clucking young.
Sorry.
I'm not going to say it.
My phone went off at the right time because that was wrong. We're talking about the Prem, right?
Yes. We're all over the place.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, United was supposed to play tomorrow or today when this podcast was, but that got postponed. Queen's funeral, which is understandable, honestly.
What Prem games did you guys check out? I know you checked out Fulham, Greg.
Well, I actually, because I was still working, so I had to do the classic turn your phone off and just wait till you get home. So I did not know any messages, you guys. Because I know Brett likes to go, me throw!
when he
scores, which of course he didn't even score, which was nice.
I watched the Tottenham highlights.
Fair enough.
That was really the big one this weekend, I think. Tottenham, Leicester. I mean, Leicester getting absolutely slam dunked by Heung-min Son.
Leicester's in the mud. Yeah. In the mud. Leicester's in the mud.
Well, so Everton just won. Now Leicester's the only team that hasn't won yet.
In their last?
They're kind of shit.
Who would have thought Leicester would be... there was concerns that they might be bad this season.
Brett really is...
I'm generally surprised.
About 20th?
Yeah, like even Bournemouth is
performing. What was your prediction? What do you have in your prediction?
I think I had them in the bottom half of the...
I think you said...
But it's where he was talking on the podcast where he said that they're going to get relegated in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
People didn't like that.
Yeah, you did say that.
Actually, some people agree with you.
You know what? There is
a change of leadership can change a lot of things, but like, it's not looking good.
It's too late.
Looking grim.
How is he? How is Brendan Rodgers still manager?
It's not too late. You mean too late to sack, or?
I think it's too late to
turn it around.
Not necessarily turn it around. I think they. I think that's looking a little too much out of rose-colored glasses to really say, oh, they can turn it around. But it's just too late for them to really salvage something, really almost anything out of the season.
Like getting European football.
European football, even it's going to be a tough fight getting out of the bottom half of the table.
Maybe it's harsh for me to say, but it kind of seems like the only person that's even wanting to play, like, or even trying to play good is James Maddison.
Yeah, and Danny Ward is fighting for his life back there. I'm not saying it's anything positive, but he's there.
I mean, losing Schmeichel turns out to be a bad move. Like, they lost him for cheap.
I'm surprised he left.
I guess he wanted a new challenge, but, like, he was obviously a big locker room guy in that club. So losing someone like that probably sucks.
I was at the FC Edmonton game yesterday. Me and my buddy, we just started talking about it randomly. And some guy behind us goes, oh, they're in trouble. Leicester's in trouble. They said, like, Schmeichel leaving is an issue. The guys who are there, like you said, just don't care to be there other than Maddison. It's they're all, their core is all either waiting to be sold
Yeah, Tielemans already knows he's going to go somewhere
else. He doesn't probably care anymore. Why would he try and do anything for that club when he knows the next time the window is going to open up, he's just going to get sold?
Because the only thing I see is, like, Maddison is fighting to try and get in that England squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And even Vardy, like, Vardy is Jamie Vardy, but...
He's old.
He signed the new contract, but he's not even getting started. He's not starting right now.
I mean, eventually someone reaches their expiration date. I mean, he's been passing that expiration date for a while now. People thought he'd be dropping off for years, and he kept getting goal after goal. But
the Red Bull's been holding.
But he can't hold forever, man.
Cannot hold you forever. Yeah, we know.
But also in that match, Youngman's son pulls himself out of the weeds. And I say that because guess who finally had the balls, the fucking gall, to put him on the bench for FPL. Yeah, it was me. Oh. As I watch him score goal after goal after goal and go, oh, this is good for my fantasy team. Go and take a look. He's on the bench. Yes.
Yeah, because he was also on the bench as well. He came off the bench and scored.
Now, I want to just fucking listen. I just want to mention. If you listen to the audio, whatever Brett just did is fucking cheese. I just want to mention with Hudman's son, a couple days prior to that game, Money Mac made a tweet saying, he made a tweet saying, Hudman's son hasn't done shit this season. Why isn't anyone talking crap about him? I mean, first of all, you can't talk crap about him regardless.
Too nice.
Yeah, he's too nice. What everyone's saying. He's just too nice. Next, and then he goes on and scores a beautiful hat trick. Against Leicester.
Each goal is a banger.
Yeah, it's the Hyman Sun, baby. He brings the Samba.
Well, the thing with Spurs right now is they have the front four right now are all fighting for spots. Even Harry Kane, I mean, he'll always most likely be starting, but Kulusevski, Richarlison, and Sun all fighting for that attacker role.
Yeah. Kane and Sun really fighting for a spot on that team?
Sun was on the bench.
That is pain.
Well, especially with Richarlison, how he's been playing, you have to sit there and go, One's producing for us, the other hasn't been. Now you sit there and go, okay, now they're both producing.
Because, of course, they were not great in the Champions League, but if they should still get out of that group, and like the squad depth makes a difference.
100%. 19 points from Youngman's son, fantasy.
This is why I stopped playing fantasy. This is the reason
why I don't play fantasy.
People are like, why don't you play fantasy? Because this bullshit happens to me, and I'm fucking the worst player in the FPL.
I have 7 fantasy, like, American football teams. I have 4 baseball fantasy teams.
I'll do hockey. FPL, though, pisses me off.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was once top 400,000 in the world. Just saying. Once.
I was once, like, top 1,000 in Canada.
Just whip out your...
Say it.
Gong.
Salah captain used to be a good strategy.
Sorry, what was it?
Salah captain used to be a good strategy.
Yes. New strategies. Holland.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's go, brother.
Yeah. Do we anything else to speak about Spurs right now?
No, genuinely.
Leicester's in the mud. We'll see if they even escape. I don't know.
I don't think they'll get rid of
it. Here's a question. How long does Rodgers have right now?
Well, it'd be a good time to sack him because an international break is coming up.
It's about as much time as Allegri does.
We also said, which we will get to in a sec, we also said last year, going into an international break with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, going, hey, it's time to get the axe. Then we got through that entire international break and we're all like, he's going to get the sack any day now. No, got back, then fired him. And then brought in Ralph Ragnick. So we genuinely don't know ever.
You guys made sporting director and then fired. Or did he leave?
Both.
Fucking both.
Yeah.
One more thing about Tottenham, I guess. Is Eric Dier going to make the World Cup squad?
I hope not.
I don't know.
Would you put him up above Harry Maguire right now?
Yes, 100%. What is Harry Maguire doing? He sits there. He literally sits there. And his team wins.
You can't say anything about Harry Maguire because he's a different man when he plays.
Yeah,
for us.
He has played well for England.
That
he's
is true.
Different.
They didn't call him
entirely.
Up right now, of course. But I'm just wondering, like, Eric Dier probably. I'm usually the one that hates Eric Dier. I'm like, how the hell is he playing for a Premier League team? But like Spurs, he's playing, he's doing good. So
at the same time, Gareth Southgate goes, I'm going to pick players who are in form.
Didn't he pick Jack Grealish?
Yep. He also,
I guess he did just score, though.
And Trent. He also brought in Trent. Which, to be fair, I know a lot of people are getting on him for that. I would still bring Trent in.
I gotta say, though, fantastic. When I see that England squad...
Does he start above Kyle Walker, though?
Probably not now.
No, no.
If I were him, I'd play him right.
Kyle, I think Walker's injured. But when I look at that England squad, that it is not great. It's not.
It just seems like a lot of players that had good years a few years ago, and then they weren't able to keep it going.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think consistent is what's missing.
It's also the feel that I get from a lot of, like, the England national team is like, we're holding on to the glory moments.
Moment.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Take a look at how long Dele Alli got selected.
Yeah, like, because they have key players, but there's just a lot of holes it feels like it's missing.
Mm-hmm.
While the other teams just aren't great. So.
Yeah, we'll get probably a better idea like in the look up to the tournament, because there's still like another
couple
and a bit months, basically, of club
literally
football.
Like 2 months, yeah.
Also getting selected, for whatever reason, this was who I was trying to remember who it was. Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
Again, different man for England, bro.
Apparently he hasn't been good for England recently.
Shut up, we hang on to it.
That's England mentality.
Exactly. Yeah.
But who's, other than like Ben Chilwell, who's the left back for England? Who plays left back for, for England?
Literally picks up Connor Cody. No, what side does Connor Cody play?
He's in the center middle.
I guess. Well, there you go. You don't think you could swing him out?
No, he's
that
more of a back
slow as fuck, isn't he?
Fair. Like, yeah, but how fast is Luke Shaw?
Probably faster than Connor Cody.
But I'm honestly good. Yeah. I am trying to think, and I'm not many English left backs
Luke
are coming
Thomas?
To mind. No.
Danny Rose is a right back.
No, he's not. Left back.
But you're not.
Danny Rose.
Danny Rose is not touching me.
Bring Leighton Baines out of retirement.
Bro, fuck off.
Ashley Cole.
Yes.
But like seriously, so that's why Luke Shaw's there.
I guess so, but still, he said he wants informed players.
Shaw,
what kind
Brito,
of
Carlos?
Yeah, that we were saying at the start of last year, but yeah.
I mean, I told you he's gonna be shit for your team.
You did. You did, in fact. And then now we have this one brand new Dutch kid who nobody knows how to say his name proper. I was watching the Europa League against. It is Malacia. Yes. For whatever reason, somebody decided not to tell the Europa League commentators the entire match. Malacia, Malacca, literally anything but Malacia. I'm just sitting there going.
I haven't really had any complaints about him either. He's been just solid all around.
He's created distance away from Lucha.
Him and Martinez especially. I know where Liam had questions about him. He's like, oh, he's not going to be good enough at first. He's coming from an unknown team.
Well, look, it's good that these guys are proving people like him. And I mean, I was questioning it a little bit.
It's really not hard to prove Liam wrong.
I think
a lot of people are questioning it, to be fair.
Better than Trent.
Because he's a midget.
I'm proving people wrong, though, which is good.
But I can't say much because we also signed one.
Who are we talking about with you? Because they
play. Malacia, better than Trent.
Yeah, they're different positions.
Dallo is better.
Dallo is not better than Trent.
He's had low-key a better season.
Dallo is not a better player.
Lucas
than
knows
Trent.
Me. I have an agenda on
maybe
Trent.
Maybe not.
Yeah, me and Waz. Okay, look. Waz and I, we were in a conversation on Discord with Greg and our friend James, and Waz just kept spewing some of the most nonsense I've ever heard him say. He just kept saying, oh, Liverpool should stop playing a high line. You know, that's what they've been doing for the whole existence. And the reason why they have to play high line because they press high. If you don't have a high line when you press high, you're screwed. You're leaving too much space in the midfield.
Time to change.
Yeah.
You said Trent should play right mid. We don't have a right mid in our formation. We play right wing, right back.
I think it will work.
No. Just stop.
See, this is a reason you're on the Sunday League pod.
Yes, I know.
And not in any coaching role at all.
I never wanted to be a coach.
You want to be a coach?
Anyways, do we want to move on? What do you got next?
Yes, well, you know what? I just wanted to mention as well, I looked up some other left backs that could potentially play for England. Kyle Walker-Peters as well, the Edmontonian. James Justin.
They're also both stronger on the right, from what I understand.
I think James Justin was like a right back.
Yeah, I'm just going off.
I think they can both play on the left side, but like I think they're like right foot.
They're going to choose Luke Shaw or Ben Chilwell over them as well, though.
But you mentioned another manager who has been under some fire, I guess. I don't know if it's a lot. Well, yeah, fair enough. That's Allegri.
Team is dog shit.
Bro.
It's what we're switching the Serie A here.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, sorry.
We can get to other stuff in England if you want to talk about it later.
There's not much else to talk about. We covered England for this week. It was you look at the schedule of England with this everything going on. It's like, okay, they're not playing, but they're playing.
It was a relegation battle, Everton and West Ham.
So I just want to speak on Mr. Haaland. Like, that man is a.
Oh yeah, we didn't have the Champions League podcast. No, bro, that I was watching that Dortmund game. Dortmund were actually playing well, and then boom, City, John Stones long shot.
Both goals were disgusting. Yeah.
And then Haaland, I'm going to do my best Ibrahimovic impersonation.
I think I saw a Chelsea supporter, and they're like, Gabriel Jesus and Erling Haaland both costed less than Lukaku when he went to Chelsea. Just think about it. Yeah, they actually got Haaland at a very good price, like, what, 70 million?
That's the that's release clause.
He had a release clause. That was the only reason he went to
Dortmund. If he didn't have a release clause, it would be a lot more.
Like, I brought it up before, like, can Erling Haaland score 40 in the Prem?
People are saying 50.
Okay, that's not bad.
Okay, wow.
that would be.
At the rate he's going, it's not technically possible. He already has 11.
I think prior to the season.
Fucked up, man.
Prior to the season,
he's halfway to last year's golden boot.
But yeah, like when we talk about Haaland going to City, all they have to do is just cross in the box. It'll be a goal. And it's happening. It's like.
And the thing is, like, some of the City players are still saying, like, oh, Haaland still needs to do a lot more to really get integrated with the team and things like that. And he's like, if he's already doing this right now when he's not fully integrated with the team, what can he do when he fully integrates?
He hasn't entered his prime. Like, I don't want to know what prime Haaland looks like. Does that look like prime CR7 in terms of goal scoring ability? Because when we think
only time will tell.
I'm not trying to like take a shot at CR7. Like, I think in terms of goal scoring ability, can Haaland get to the heights of a prime CR7?
Like scoring the most goals of all time?
Well, the difference between like goal scoring maybe, but Ronaldo's much better at creating his own goals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Than Haaland will likely ever be.
That's fair.
Haaland, that goal.
Yeah, we're talking about just like it's pure.
It's Cristiano Ronaldo, man.
Pure getting the ball in the net, Mr. Haaland.
Ronaldo did some fucked up shit.
Liga, I remember there's one clip where he destroyed a Galatasaray defender. I think that guy probably retired after.
And are we still surprised that it was an outside the foot cross by João Cancelo? Like, dear God.
No, that guy's actually one of my favorite players in the Premier League. That guy is so gross.
Every time he does it, I swear it's like going to be a goal.
He's so gross, man.
In a 38 game season at the current pace that Erling Haaland is currently at, he would have finished the season with 59.7 goals. He has 11 goals in 7 matches.
Fucking Adam Armstrong.
Now, the one thing people were criticizing Haaland about is...
That's a good show.
Fuck you. Again. I know it's in the past, but fuck off.
Isn't it touches or something?
No. I was more so mentioning his... People were like, oh, injury history. Will that come? We'll see. But I think with him not going to the World Cup this year, I think that's going to help.
True. Are the non... That sounded very intangible, but are the non-World Cup teams also having an international break here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was something Italy's I wasn't too England. Sure.
Nice. Haaland's got more rotation at Man City than he did with Dortmund, too, which will more than likely help.
I mean, he was injured before, like, a fourth of the season, probably.
Sorry,
so.
Brett. I thought you were going to mention, is there like a side international tournament during the World Cup? I don't know what year it was.
That's what I thought he was getting at, too.
Was it the 2018 World Cup? I don't know which tournament. There was like a China tournament for a few teams that didn't qualify.
The China Cup?
Yeah, the China Cup. Yeah, it was like Wales was in it or something. Like, it was like, okay, interesting.
No. I was meaning more like, because then if they're, if that's even more time for Haaland, think of Haaland getting a break right now. Yeah.
But Salah will get break too.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Good for
well.
Salah.
Yeah, Salah needs a break.
Salads are safe everywhere from the heat.
But also, again, in that Champions League, a lot of the heat from Allegri or to Allegri really started to boil after that.
Yeah, they lost Champions to Benfica, who are actually a really damn good team.
You mentioned that in our predictions.
Yeah. But yeah, Allegri, bro, this guy.
He's the goal. I said it too. I said it like last week, and now he's saying it. Now you're saying it. Like, Allegri, time to go.
I've been talking crap about Allegri since last year.
Yeah. That's fair. He's pretty sure. I don't like him.
You're not special,
true.
Mate.
Not true. You called him his football frying pan football during our our Champions League prediction video. So, no. But that's the thing. You're right. Like, they're a boring club right now. And not only that, like, not... I don't mean from, like, a spectator's standpoint. They're, well, yes, kind of. But also at the same time, they seem kind of easy to counter right now. It's, they seem easy to take advantage of.
Because, like, I don't know, man. Like, who the frick is Gatti? Federico Gatti?
No one cares who the fuck that guy
they're,
is.
They're starting these
Why
guys?
Why is Danilo playing a fucking left back?
Because they... I don't even know who their left back is.
Oh, it's down horrendous.
Bring back Richness.
Like, right back. Like a side like Juventus who had Chiellini, Bonucci as their back two, they had De Ligt coming through to be the future of their defense. And then now they're basically all gone. Bonucci's still there, but he's getting older and older, and
I'm
he's gotten injured.
This team is dog shit.
Like,
they got Perrin, dog shit. The Skiglio, dog shit. Gatti, no one knows. Bremer's decent.
Yeah, Bremer's actually good.
Danilo's literally playing out of position.
I don't get that.
And is dog shit.
I mean, Danilo can play left back.
Is Weston McKennie that much better?
Bro, they got Weston McKennie, Paredes, and a guy named Moretti.
Moretti's actually pretty promising.
Promising.
Which is rare for a Allegri team to play young players.
I mean, they got Vlahovic still.
So do they have to play them because there's other people not performing, there's injuries, or is he choosing them specifically?
I mean, I think there's
is
just...
Is Chiesa injured?
Chiesa's got an ACL injury last season, so he's coming back probably... I don't know. Chiesa might come back in January, but I don't know. Juventus, Kostic is a good player, but, like, he's new. Di Maria getting a red card. One of their creative outlets sent off. Chiesa, like, to be fair to Allegri, if he had Chiesa, maybe things would be a little bit better because Chiesa is a fantastic player, creates a lot of chances for others and for himself, but... Like, Vlahovic, he's not really getting the service.
The team looks so mid, dude.
It's just weird to think of how Juventus dominated the Serie A for so long now. And it's just, they just dropped so fast. And it's kind of like, do you think you guys ever see Bayern going to do that? Or you think City are going to do that? Just drop.
You wouldn't think so, but football, you never know. There are cycles to things for a reason. Eventually, some people get comfortable and...
It was very unlikely for Bayern to end up like that.
Well, we'll talk about Bayern later, but...
Very unlikely.
And
they're struggling.
Let me read a tweet from David Amayal, who... what he said about Juventus... Find it because I'll just say what it means. He says, if Allegri goes, you have to fire the president as well, Agnelli, because that guy, a handful of years ago, decided to start focusing more on like the brand side of football. So you know the Juventus logo changed, signing CR7 when really it ended up costing them a lot of money and it ended up impacting their finances for the future. Going for free transfers that ended up costing a bunch. With outside fees and those players not turning out to be anything, and then like bringing back Allegri, not trusting in Pirlo this after just one season, even though Pirlo got Champions League football, and right now Juventus are well off right now.
Wow, hey,
I hope they sell Vlahovic. United.
They won't sell Vlahovic.
United.
We need it. We're gonna need a striker in a year, I think. And you know, I think him and Martial would be a good partnership.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I didn't think that we were gonna get through a podcast without mentioning Martial. We almost did, but yeah.
No. So Vlahovic to Man United. You think so? That's a good move.
I'll dig it.
You think so? I think they're gonna need to make up some puns. I think Juventus. So,
but
Asian Waz, baby. Was philosophy.
You know what? No.
What the fuck
not,
did you just
no,
say?
No. We're not going to let him get through with it. Every time he brings it up, you're shutting it. Yes, no. Leave it alone.
Matt, leave it alone.
What's the story on this?
He thinks he needs to come up with Was loss. He needs to come up with basically a tagline.
No.
Yes.
If I have a philosophy.
Just no.
We're not going to give you the time of day with
this. It's not happening.
Anyways.
I veto that. No, it's not.
0%. You know what? You did mention before you said something stupid. Manchester United. And what I was going to kind of mention is, does this kind of seem
Sorry, Brent just roasted you.
It was just how it came out was just perfect.
Does this kind of seem like almost like the Italian version of Manchester United?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, basically. I mean, right now their CEO said that, well, before the match, said that it's silly to sack Allegri. And then this result happened, but... Look, cycles happen. They had their incredible long year of dominance. And if things change, other teams begin to build up. And there have been teams building themselves up. And that includes both Milan and Napoli. Big game this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was a very good game. I watched most of the second half and a little bit of the first. Napoli got the win. 2-1. AC Milan, you could say, got a little lucky, though.
Oh, really?
So basically, let me just make sure I'm doing this right. Yeah, so, oh yeah, Matt, you're going to love this. First half was 0-0, but Calabria got a yellow card. So at halftime, he was subbed off for Serginho Dest. And then he had to mark Faradona, Faraccelia.
No.
Yes.
No.
And
we need them to buy him, bro.
And on the one-on-one on the side, they were one-on-one with each other. Faraccelia got by him, and then Dest... hit him a little bit and won a penalty.
Yes.
And yes. Politano slotted home the penalty.
Yes.
Dude, we need him to get sold, bro. Oh. Why can't he not play like shit for one season?
Oh, Kavicha.
For fuck's sake, man.
Oh, Kavicha.
Kavicha.
Isn't that his first name?
Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah, Kavicha, Kvirdon.
Faraccelia.
Thank you.
That was a great pronunciation. Can you say that again?
Faraccelia.
Kvaraccelia. Mm-hmm. Almost there.
I won't lie. There was a TikTok of him from the Napoli's TikTok page, and I saved it because right at the start he says his name. So I'm like, every once in a while, go back and listen to it. So thank you for saying it correctly.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, that was the first goal of the match. But then AC Milan, look, they did well for themselves creating chances. They had the best chance in the first half for Giroud. Giroud is amazing. Man, age is like a fine wine.
And hey,
I think we all love Olivier.
He is in Italy. He's a French lad. Wine goes perfectly.
He had a good chance in the first half, but then he didn't score. But later, Theo Hernandez, let me get that, not Lucas, Theo, he was taking the ball down the left, crossed it across, Giroud there, bang, hype. When Giroud scores, it's like the most hype thing ever.
Yeah. He always goes to the crowd in the back. He's always like, let's go. It's always lit.
Yeah, I love it. But then not too long after, they hit the crossbar, Milan. But Giovanni Simeone comes on the pitch a little bit before the 70th minute. Doesn't really get a touch of the ball. Gets a yellow card. But ball gets into the box to him. Nods in a header. Boom. 2-1. Napoli wins the game. Milan fans probably feel a bit hard done by. They think they could have gotten at least a draw. But Napoli, despite losing big names this summer, like you can say the name.
Cooley Daddy.
Also Insigne Mertens, top of Serie A.
That's pretty impressive.
Cheers.
It's because they got a Georgian.
They got a Georgian, they got a Korean.
They got a Franck.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, he's been great for Napoli. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Anguissa.
Oh yeah, he tore apart Liverpool.
He did. He's been sick.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud, Frank. He's on his way up though.
He's number 99.
No, Frank.
He's
better.
Number 99.
There's only one Frank, especially for me. No, I will not hear.
I'm liking Anguissa, man. I think he's better with
that's
the ball.
My Frank.
Yeah, that's our Frank.
He's really good with
the
ball.
Man, that's your Frank, Ribery.
No.
You had some memories with him.
I do, but no, I do.
FIFA 14, I think it was, where Matt packed his team.
Fuck, man.
On his birthday.
Great time. That was a great day for the boy.
Well, we'll talk about FIFA later as well. And
man, no, I really don't want to. but we will.
But yeah, that put Napoli really top of the table. Also, Atalanta defeated Roma 1-0. You can look at the table. But the big story, Matt, what do you think is the big story from that table?
What the fuck is Udinese doing up here?
They beat Inter. Udinese has apparently been... damn good this season.
Hey, let's go to the AC.
I think they smashed Roma earlier in the season, 4-0.
They've been borderline appointment television. Borderline, like, oh, Udinese's playing. Gotta put it on.
Good.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot. Like, their manager was Ascoli manager last season. They were a Serie B's team, mm-hmm. expected to get relegated, but he pushed them to a promotion playoff. Mm. Udinese picked him up, and they've been playing very well. So if you have any recordings of Udinese matches, check them out. Maybe you'll like it.
On Fubo. And this is not sponsored by Fubo, but you can probably find out that.
Yeah, so and just keep a look on them. But Inter losing, though. Inter, I've said this again. This is
they're not great.
This is a point I've said.
I've been saying they've been mid, like for the past couple months, and all these. Oh my god, Barcelona's gonna finish.
They're fucking mid. They remind
me
of Juve, but with good players.
Barcelona's getting second in the group. Then.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And they're going to win the Champions League. It's gonna happen. Okay,
but
we're gonna be Bayern next leg.
Inter basically, since they've lost Conte, the good stuff they've had from Conte has been going away, and you've been really seeing that. And this is one thing. This is one weird thing Inzaghi has done, and this is something he has a reputation for. He apparently has a reputation on subbing players off with yellow cards always. Now look at this. My phone's locked. Come on. if we look at that line with the Udinese Inter match. Inter decided to make two substitutions.
3-1.
Yeah. But Inter made two substitutions in the 31st minute. DiMarco and Gagliardini. No, sorry. Mkhitaryan and Bastoni off. Those two got yellow cards earlier in the match.
Right.
And apparently, at least with Bastoni, he got subbed off because he was on a yellow.
What?
They subbed him off in the 30th minute?
Yeah.
Oh,
he must have had some
bad
situations with get double yellows or something, so he just doesn't want to have anyone have a yellow card.
We're gonna fuck this team, bro.
I mean, apparently, Inzaghi has this reputation where he just subs off players with yellow cards always. So
that's a bad philosophy. That's a bad way to move. Like, you
imagine if he coached Robles, that guy would never be on the
bench. Never play. He would never play, dude. He would never play.
He'd love Casemiro though.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets away with it.
Do you know Casemiro? We say spell Casemiro's name wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's true. Even on the back of his jersey, it's spelt wrong. But it was spelt wrong improperly once, and then he had like a really good game, so he kept it that way. It's technically Casemiro, so where the E is, it's an I, but he flipped it once and he.
Interesting.
That is so odd.
Yeah.
That is,
okay. It's just weird.
But anyways, yeah, sorry. That was a little bit of a sidetrack. I don't like that. I'm a big fan of Bastoni as well, so that didn't sit well with me. But no. I had them, I think, second.
Well, unless someone's injured, you are not selling people off in the 30th minute.
No, no.
You gotta be shocking.
Sending a message. Sometimes it's the right one
to
send.
Don't get booked. The message.
Getting off at halftime is bad. Like, you're having a bad performance if you're going off at
halftime. Oh!
Sorry, on the TVA security.
That guy has got fucking destroyed. His ACL's gone.
Bro, he's not getting up.
By the way, we are watching
he's laying
American.
Face down.
We have an American football match in front of us right now, and somebody got destroyed by
the guy, wide receiver, ran into security guard.
Zach
right here, watch
Ertz.
This.
Oh no!
Oh
no!
See it coming too.
Oh, the shin is shattered. The shin is shattered. The shoulder pad, they aren't even going
and
to
he
show
didn't,
it.
And he didn't,
they're not even going to. Yeah, they don't show it. And his leg is in seven pieces right now.
Hopefully he has insurance.
Yeah.
It's America. He does it.
Oh my. What just happened there? So, I know this is Sunday League pundits, but we just saw a punt block and a touchdown.
Oh, American football is light.
Yeah, anyway.
Go Raiders.
Those are the Falcons.
American
football is lit. Raiders. I like the Raiders. They're LA. I'll go LA.
Anyways.
Was he with Odell Beckham Jr. on?
He's a free agent right now.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Until he finds a team, I don't have a team.
Yeah. Anyway, Syria lit.
Syria's been great.
So keep watching it because it's fun.
I agree.
Just watch Napoli.
Should we go to Bayern then?
Bundesliga.
So is Union Berlin going to win the Bayern Liga?
Yes. Nice. That's a good one.
I love when Waz makes a joke because he's just like...
Yeah, he like looks.
I actually didn't mean to say that. I actually just came up fucking very naturally.
That was a funny one. Good one.
Don't pop my tires.
No. Hey, I like the awareness from you. No, but... It will be an interesting back half of the season.
Yeah,
they're 5 points above Bayern. Bayern lost. They have had their worst start since 2001.
Wow. It is. It's odd just seeing
That's
Bayern drop points.
Like,
yeah, they still scored 19 goals.
Worst start since 2001. And yeah, they lost to Bundesliga but twice in the early 2010s or once to Dortmund, I know.
Yeah, Dortmund. They lost to Dortmund in the 2010s.
Yeah.
Win this twice in their last four league matches.
Mm-hmm.
Not for good. Bayern, that's crazy.
Still whipped us.
Yeah, I know, that was weird.
Just kidding. They didn't even really whip us.
They saved their energy for you.
They just scored goals.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about you, but we'll move on.
Well, let's not
we probably should have won that game.
Wait, who would have thought seven games in Bayern that the Bundesliga table would be Union Berlin first, Dortmund second. Okay, people probably would have expected Dortmund second. But Freiburg third and Hoffenheim fourth.
Wow.
Not bad.
And Bayern's fifth?
Yep. Yeah, and Leipzig is 12th.
Yep. See, they're
Leverkusen
trying,
15th.
They're just
Wolfsburg
trying to make it
17th.
Fun. They're just sitting there going, let's make this season fun.
And
this
Stuttgart?
Year.
Well, but Bayern probably heard, they keep calling us a farmers league. Let's make it interesting.
Well, I mean, they legit lost the best striker in the world.
Yeah,
basically.
But they also acquired a very good defender in Bellet.
Yeah, and they had Sadio Mane.
I was just
best player in the fucking world. Sadio fucking Mane.
A healthy Alphonso Davies. And the chemistry that him and Sadio Mane have been pretty... Did you see the run that Davies had during that last match against... who'd they play? Augsburg?
Yes, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they
his run against Augsburg, just it was a borderline video game. He just down the wing. Four guys like go to slide tackle. He just puts it through and just gone. Find somebody right in the middle. Fantastic feed. I don't know who's to. Right on the top of the box. Great touch. I think they ended it.
I'd like to see Bayern one day play Alphonso up front.
Why?
Just because he can do it. He can do it. Like, we know he does it for Canada, but like I'm just saying. I mean, he's a great left back. There's no doubt. I'd like to see maybe if they can do it, you know.
I wouldn't hate it.
Bro, they have
that.
Like eight wingers.
But low-key, wouldn't hate it, though. Could you imagine having him up there with, like, Sadio Mane and Kingsley? Or, like,
I mean, he's when they're attacking, he's up there anyways. It's not
true.
Like it's that much
I mean,
of a difference.
You talk that's about true. All this pace and firepower, and they still lost to Augsburg 1-0. So credit to Augsburg for keeping a clean sheet.
Yeah, it was incredible. And Union Berlin, first place, they won against Wolfsburg 2-0. I saw Macwell, a YouTuber, a football YouTuber. He... post a photo of Becker and I believe it was Sia Bachu, them celebrating together. And then beside it, he put a picture of Graffiti and Jekyll.
That's not a name I've heard in a long time. Graffiti.
Is it Graffiti? Graffiti?
I don't think I've actually ever heard. I don't remember this man.
What a fucking legend. He needs an icon card.
That goal against Bayern that he scored?
Oh, it's so disgusting.
No,
that guy was so
hero
nice.
Card. They'll give him a hero card.
Remember Zé Roberto? Oh,
that's what they do now
God.
In FIFA.
Oh, my God. So good.
What do they do in FIFA now?
Well, they give out hero cards more so than icon cards, it feels like. It feels like they're still icon cards, but now
they took a couple of the icons and made them heroes.
Yeah, like, I mean, they brought in Yaya Toure right now, and he's a hero, but I feel like he should be an icon.
He should be.
Yeah.
One of the best African players ever.
Yeah. But Union Berlin, you know, great in the Bundesliga, crap in the Europa League. So, you know, sometimes you have to choose your poison.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they might be biting from the wrong apple here. I'm just saying, but...
Yeah, but, yeah, Bundesliga, pretty fun, too. You know, right now, it's... We gotta stay patient. Hopefully, Bayern don't figure it out.
They're gonna figure it out.
Well, it's... that's why. Hopefully, it'll take maybe a little while, so then back half of the season makes it a little bit of a run. But, I don't know. It's just a matter of time.
I mean, there's already some Bayern fans that want Tuchel.
I was gonna mention, where do you, like... Could he go to the Bundesliga? I'm just, like, thinking of some clubs there.
I know Leverkusen would probably take him, but Tuchel. I think Tuchel would want a better job.
Tuchel's going to wait for a big team to come.
He wants a more ambitious
He's
club.
Got his pail from Chelsea coming in, so...
But who would he go to? Who would make sense for him?
Juventus, yeah.
Juventus makes no sense for Tuchel.
To be fair, Juventus have not had a non-Italian manager since Deschamps, and that was the early
2000s. That's why I'm sitting there going, I don't think they'd take a
good time to start.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's Tuchel, bro. Come on.
Should we go quickly into Ligue 1? I wanted to mention quickly, Jonathan David scored.
Oh, good.
I want to mention one of the fastest red cards in history.
Absolutely.
9 seconds in. Tobido takes down a man. They somehow get in on goal, takes him out. Red card, 9 seconds in.
I had to double check if it was the fastest. It wasn't the fastest red card in history. It's one of the fastest.
It's one of the... That's,
yeah, it's top it's 10 probably now.
Got like, higher than nuts on him for that one.
It's just so weird to think of. Like,
so you gotta do what you gotta do.
Imagine coming in and being like, ready for my match. No, you're leaving, right?
Yeah.
See you later.
Here's literally the entire match.
Like, imagine if he got that for Barca right now.
You're gone. You're gone. Literally, okay, cool. No. Sounds good. I'm going to go hit the showers, I guess. I don't know.
You don't even need to.
I was you might have sweat a little in warm-ups. Well, so.
I have another funny red card story from this weekend.
Oh, no.
So, I think this was in the Turkish League. I don't know what clubs it were, but...
Naturally.
A guy named Nakajima gets subbed on.
I heard about this.
And then it shows him getting subbed on, shows his family in the stands. He comes on about like maybe 30 seconds in, he tackles a guy, looks bad. Ref gives him a yellow initially. Then it shows his family in the stands again. Then the ref then checks VAR.
No.
Comes back.
No.
Gives him a red.
No.
And then it shows his family in the stands. I think his mom starts crying.
No. Come on! Yo, VAR needs to figure their shit out. I don't know who's running VAR.
That's
right
incredible.
Now. It might be Michael That's Massey so from funny. F1.
How could you be mad about that? That's funny as shit.
That is not! It was his mom!
You started crying!
It's funny! Why am I in pain?
Bro, VAR out here ruining families, man.
Literally!
What are you lying
families,
for?
Families? Ruining my life after the handball from Martinez? Ruining Liverpool? Not Liverpool, sorry, I didn't mean to. Hey, shut your mouth, okay? Ruining Arsenal fans' life. We need to figure VAR out.
Vamos!
I wanted to say something.
He touched his hand, boys.
Yeah, you know what? VAR needs a minute. VAR needs to take a second.
VAR's been fucked.
Yeah, it has not been fantastic.
Yo, they're trying their best, man.
You know what?
Sometimes
you sit there and go, you know what? You're trying your best, but holy, you need to figure it out. Yeah,
are they really trying their best, though?
No. They're not.
What is it? Have we gone through all the big... Oh, La Liga. We haven't talked about La Liga.
João Felix.
Yes. João Felix. And I was... I was going to mention this.
So the Madrid derby?
It's not just
João Felix.
Technically the headline, yes. But João Felix subbed off. I don't know when he gets subbed off. Instead of going to the bench, going straight to the bench, subbing off as a normal human being would, walked straight off the pitch.
Did he not have like a slight injury?
I'm guessing for Griezmann.
Yep. I don't know, but
fuck that team, man.
Griezmann no, it wasn't for Griezmann.
Oh, okay. When did Griezmann get subbed on?
But he walks straight off the pitch, right down the tunnel, right into the dressing room.
Good.
Nothing to the coach, nothing to the bench, nothing, just right down. Is this not the last chapter in João Felix's long, long book, it seems
like. He's so wasted at that club, man.
So that's what I was going to ask. Is it a waste? Is he that good? Is it somebody getting lost in the system? What is it? Because there's so many mixed opinions about Jaffa. I love Jaffa.
I think he'd be better at a different club.
Do you think so?
I do.
Do you think he would be... He would reach the potential that people think he would?
That more focuses on attack and probably presses higher, I feel like he'd perform better on.
That one's just not under Diego Simeone.
He's just not a player for that team, man. He's really not.
And I know there's the argument of, oh, if you're a good enough player, you're going to poke yourself. Not really. Not in a system that's really suppressing your skill, suppressing something that is a strength to you. So how are you going to bump out of something that you've... You take a look at even Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish, for so long, was the guy who had the ball at his feet, ran the length of the pitch, and scored a goal. Now he's in a system where he's moving the ball. He's not always with the ball or on the ball. He's always supposed to be moving, supposed to be getting open. A completely new system. And we sat here earlier and went, oh, well, Jack Grealish was chosen. Is he really in form? He did score, blah, 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 right?
Although he's actually been not
that's different
bad,
than playing
though.
For a team where you have to just sit back, twiddle your nuts while you watch your team defend but for that's what 45 minutes.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But it's
the
system.
And then go on a quick counter and then sit back and twiddle your nuts again for another 45 minutes, then start coming to life in the 90th minute and actually doing stuff.
100%. But that's their system. The system. That's what I'm saying for Jack Grealish is he went into the system of something that doesn't play towards his skills. Is that what happening with Joao Felix, or is it just, you know what, maybe we were too quick on the draw on Joao Felix?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of Atletico this year outside of the Champions League, but I guess like...
Dead club.
They're not a dead club, but...
Dead football.
I mean, sometimes. At times they can play well, but...
Griezmann frauds.
Shut up.
And also,
we understand you hate Atletico Madrid.
Apparently Griezmann started that game.
Holy shit.
So maybe they have agreement.
It's a miracle.
Maybe they have agreement with Barcelona now.
Yeah.
But
this is really random, but I would love to have a boxing match between Matt and Griezmann.
Why? I don't have a problem with Griezmann.
Oh. Seems like you do.
Simeone?
No, I have a problem with the fucking dog shit ass club trying to scab us.
Dickhead. Matt versus Atletico Madrid.
CEO.
Yeah, I think I'd take their CEO. We'll see like 90,
let's go, let's go.
Years old.
I hope so.
Bring him up. Let's go, let's go.
He's like 90 years old.
We'll get you on the KSI card.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not. We'll sanction it somewhere.
I mean, if he signs a waiver, it'll be fine.
We'll get you on the KSI card.
But, Joao Felix...
He's a fucking KSI card.
I think sometimes with the Simeone team, I mean, they've recently struggled with getting strikers. And, I mean, Griezmann was one of the last ones that like really worked out. Sometimes Correa is good, but... Griezmann was also a pretty skillful player at Sociedad.
He was, yeah. I mean, there was that brief period where Griezmann was fantastic. He was one of the best forwards in the world. And I don't know, has it been injuries that's really held him back a bit? Like, toned him, like brought him back?
Griezmann?
Yeah, like, Griezmann, cause I feel he doesn't have the same, you know, he's not the same player he was like a couple years ago.
But
he's not a bad player.
I think he just did too many antics off the pitch with, like, the La Decision.
Shut the fuck up about that shit. That was so horrible.
And then he went from a pretty nice position. I think he was like, he got more money at Atletico Madrid than he did at Barcelona when he moved there.
Yeah.
But Barcelona, their system didn't really fit him. And he ended up going back. And he's now having to prove people wrong. Or like get the trust back from the fans.
Bro, 2016 Griezmann was different. Quite the player. Nice ass. Why can I not say that? Can I not say that?
I guess you can. I don't know.
Why do I always make things awkward?
I don't know. I don't know. But we move. We move. Did end up finishing that match. Greg's over there saying, what the fuck?
What match are we talking about?
Why? Yeah. It's like just where the why? No, you need to explain yourself.
I just remember seeing a post on Twitter back then that someone called Griezmann like a sex god. It was only like,
okay, now I'm sorry for asking why.
You asked too much. Let's move on.
Yeah, you did ask.
When you dig deep,
no, shut up. It was my mistake.
Okay, I'm just
let's move on.
It was my mistake.
Anyways, Real Madrid won.
Yes,
Vin Rodrigo scored. Vinicius danced with him because apparently there was some Spanish agent who told him to go back to Brazil.
Coke.
And like some other stuff.
Being very racist.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I don't understand people who just want to try to like kill any fun people have in the sport.
And the biggest part to me is the fucking racism part.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he threw that in there. Like, it was just like, oh, yeah. I'll
and
just...
in terms of celebrations, it's not even nearly as offensive as Erling Haaland literally doing the meditation celebration.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, no fucking mad. I wouldn't do anything about like, it. But, like, can you imagine? Mad drops his 18th goal on you, and he's just... Can you fucking imagine?
For me, it's like, when horrible. I see someone like Vinicius dancing, doing the samba after a goal, that's like culture to me. He's bringing, you know, the Brazilian vibe, and it's great. You know, Ronaldinho did it. There's lots of players who dance, right? And like, they've got the Brazilian flag here. So it's awesome to see. And, you know, you go back to the 2010 World Cup, Africa, and they did it quite the fun celebration. Everybody loved it, but all of a sudden Vinicius Jr. is doing it. It's a problem.
But why do we have to take the fun out of the game? Yeah. What?
And I know I'm sounding like a hypocrite because I've criticized celebrations in the past. Trent,
yeah,
Trent.
He just did a shrug and Waz got.
I just thought it was very arrogant. I thought it was very arrogant.
He just
Mbappe
hates
does it, and so has Ronaldo.
So bro, you're Bournemouth, bro. Okay, I'm done.
But that's hates Trent is the problem. Actually, he hates Liverpool.
Ronaldo.
No, he hates English players on the board.
I love hate.
But that's the
you
thing.
You hate
though.
Ronaldo?
Love hate relationship.
He does. He does. He
Have you even seen the messages he's been putting in our chat about Ronaldo?
I ignore a lot of them, to be honest.
he's been just ripping into him, basically.
But that's the thing. We sit here and we can go, and you know exactly what it is. You can do the, you know exactly what it is. That is what brings the game, the people who love the game, together.
Yeah.
I mean, I was literally telling the story before we came on air of me at the FC Edmonton game and people behind me while I'm wearing my Ronaldo jersey going, soo, soo, soo. Never met the people, whatever. But it's still a connection because of a celebration,
and also,
because somebody's having fun.
Let's not forget to mention just the term suey in general has such like a cultural relevance now that if you go to a football pitch or even a basketball court and you say suey, people are going to respond saying, suey, suey, suey. It happened.
Paul Walls makes all of his friends.
Yeah, clearly.
He just stands in like a
just,
basketball
It's a bird call. He's just,
Suey!
And they all just come running.
I just don't see it like, and be response, and they do respond. It's like,
but that's the thing. That's all from a celebration. That's all from footballers, professional footballers, going out there, playing the game, and having fun. And that trickles down to the people who are watching going, oh, man. Like, think of how intense sometimes...
They were complaining about fucking Vinny celebrations and Griezmann plays for that team.
that didn't clock
until right now. What the fuck?
Like, that's an example. Like,
this guy does Fortnite dances every single time he scores.
Yeah. He literally went like this a couple times.
Yeah.
He did it at the World Cup!
Yes. Yeah.
Final.
Yeah, in the World Cup final. Pogba dabbed with the World Cup.
Yeah. 100%, and all of a sudden that's
that French
cool. Not cool, I guess.
Throw back to when Jesse Lingard Millie rocked at the Emirates.
That was a sick celebration.
That was a sick celebration. But that's the whole thing.
All Jesse Lingard.
Like you are so lost in yourself. You are so. I mean, lost in yourself, yes, for sure. But you are so. Excuse me. You know what? I was going to find proper words to say this. I'm sorry if you have to edit this out. But you are a fucking loser. A fucking idiot. If you sit there and go, you know what, let's just take this out of the game. Let's just sit here and have the game as the tactics in itself, and that's it. That's all you do. You can go thoroughly fuck yourself if you sit there and go, you know what, that needs to be out of the game.
Damn.
It sickens me, some of the shit that people are allowed to say, because he's an agent. He represents professional footballers. He has to go That's to these point. Teams too and go, hey, you know what, sign my player. Why the fuck should I? You don't even believe in your own player. You just sit there and go, oh, look at all this millions of money that I'm making. Millions of whatever, I'm going to say money, I guess, because I was going to say dollars. Look at all this money I'm making. Well, criticizing, chastising, ostracizing, all the things isizing my players that I am representing right here. Why the fuck, as a representative, as a player, as a team, sit there and go, yeah, that's the guy I want to listen to?
Might have to put his put that in his own podcast.
So no, I was just going to say, like, when you're doing, like, the subheadings, like, that's called Brett's rant, right?
Like, yeah. Nah, my glasses are fogging up.
We should start that as like a playlist on our YouTube channel, Brett Rants.
They're
all demonetized.
Either that or every second word is. But then he... Mother... they'll be like checking their connection.
Who get demonetized more, me or you?
You, right?
I don't know. It's hard.
To be fair, we have never been demonetized for swearing.
Let's just not push our luck.
I get edited every single podcast.
Yeah.
I watched the first 30 seconds. I can hear it. Okay?
Yeah. Anything else do you think from European? And then we'll get into the North American.
Well, how long
just
has this
quickly.
Podcast been going for?
A minute.
We still think we want to talk about.
Yeah, we got a couple of North American stuff. Any other European stuff that we want to get to here?
I don't think so.
Because
Brighton, new manager.
Oh, yeah, De Zerbi is new manager from Sassuolo. He used to be former Sassuolo manager. I think it's a good fit.
I missed the Adam Lallana player manager.
We got robbed of that. Cause
I'm so upset.
Didn't even get a game of it.
I'm actually upset about that.
I mean, I'm still just upset Graham Potter's not there.
That's fair.
Yeah, Mr. Longface is not Chelsea.
I was just going to mention,
guy's a long-ass head.
International break is coming here. Canada's playing against Qatar and Uruguay. That'll be exciting.
That was what I wanted to bring up, too.
The Canadian... Yeah, I'm just going to bring up the mat. Yeah, we can bring up the roster, and then I'll bring up the matches here.
Cool. Yeah, no, for sure. Because they did announce recently the rosters for Team Canada for the next international break.
This is here. This is the last break before the World Cup. Canada's playing Qatar on Friday, 11 a.m. our time, Mountain Standard Time. So, was that 1 p.m. East? And then, whatever. And we play Uruguay on next Tuesday, this 27th, 10 a.m.
Now, my issue is, here are the midfielders. Stefan Isakio, Marc-Anthony Kay, Eshmael Kone, which we talked about recently, Jonathan Osorio, and Samuel Piet. Now, you notice that Atiba is not in that list. We have some injury issues. Atiba is slated to come back late October, which would mean he only gets, I think, either one or two matches in the Turkish League before the World Cup starts. Jonathan Osorio is just coming back from, I forget what they technically called it, but some sort of disorder or something along those lines. Marc-Anthony Kay also coming back from an injury with TFC, who just got eliminated from the playoffs last night, which is a whole nother story.
No more Stefano?
There's a lot of a lot to talk about there too, but Piatti, who's just now, not just now, he's had a really good season with CF Montreal, but hasn't played a lot of minutes for Canada. If he's gonna be thrusted into important minutes for Canada, what's it gonna look like? Wow. Now you're sitting there going, okay, Eshmael Kone, who's has one cap for Canada. And Stefan Isakio, who's out of this list the most consistent, stable midfielder there. The game, especially the international game, is played through the midfield. I don't want to put a little bit of fear here, but I'm not feeling too well.
All good, Fonzie.
So I was going to mention, I look at Qatar. Qatar also plays on Tuesday. Croatia B.
What?
They play Croatia B.
Well, that's good. Croatia's putting out an A and a B team, and they're in our group.
Okay, wow. I don't even know what the fuck a Croatia... I can't even find anything about a Croatia B. It might be
their under-20s or under-21s or whatever.
Who knows? Maybe it's just the players that won't be starting a match so that they can get...
So, can I just take a look at the... Yeah, interesting. I mean, at least these are not qualifiers or friendlies, right? I mean, there will be a few friendlies before the World Cup, so... But, yeah, it's... Eric Cornelius?
Yes, yes.
Toney will be good to watch.
The name, actually, on the back end that also got a call for the first time, is that name on the bottom there?
Joel Waterman? Yes. I heard about him. He's a CPL player.
He used to be. He is now in the MLS. He is. I forget where he's making. I think it's Whitecaps, but I think I might be wrong. But a guy who's been slipping in there. A name who I kind of wanted to be in there. Another guy who played in the CPL, Lucas McNaughton, who's playing for TFC. Holy is this man, I think, one of my favorite MLS players. He's just bleach blonde hair, 6'4". I might have a crush on him. He is a fantastic lad. Just tenacious on the ball. Tenacious on bodies in the box. I wish he was going to be in there. Is that Lucas McNaughton? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's
like a shite version of Holland.
But no, he's I wish he was on there. But it'll be an interesting look for Canada at international break.
Like you said, hopefully a lot of those players that are injured can come back, try and get a little bit of sharpness into them before World Cup starts.
This is the first time we're watching Canada play teams really outside. Right?
Yeah.
Outside of their federation, so...
Yeah, most internationals are being played in Europe because just convenience.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Another lad who got a call-up to the Canada club, Luca Colesho, thank you, getting his first call for the national team.
I know him from Espanol.
And actually, that was how everybody found out was Espanol sent out a tweet a day before Canada released their roster. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, okay, so he's going to be on. It sounds good. But yeah, so Canada midfield might have a little bit of issues coming up.
Okay, it's not like you're playing Belgium, who has Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah,
or Croatia with Luka Modric.
Who? Never heard of him.
And Kovacic.
Hot take. Canada will take a point off Belgium. I can see it. I can see it happening, honestly.
That's why it's a hot take.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that.
Canada's already preparing for Belgium. They're already preparing.
By not having a midfield?
Against one of the best midfielders?
The best midfielder.
Yeah.
Eustáquio's on there, man.
Not looking good.
Eustáquio wears red. He's a different beast.
That's true. Were you on
the podcast where Waz said Eustáquio's going to be in the midfield like team of the tournament?
Yes.
And then we're like talking about how two of the best midfielders are literally in our group, and we have to get out of the group and move on to even get in there.
Dumb shit all the time.
You gotta take a lesson from Eustáquio.
What lesson? What lesson?
I like him a lot. Okay, let me have belief in him.
I'm still asking what fucking lesson I was.
I just wanted to say something cool, and he obviously did not translate.
I mean, you didn't follow up on anything.
No, I did. Piss off, man. You know what? Okay. Are we still on international or something else I could mention?
You can mention whatever
you
want.
Go for it.
One thing I wanted to mention is that I can't tell if it's us just getting older, but is no one really excited for FIFA? Like, there's been no hype around
it.
It
has nothing to do with me getting older as much as it does that game just being fucking shit.
Yeah. I feel like in the past there's been a lot of hype for it, but this year, like, it feels off.
I think if we were in high school.
Have you played FIFA last year?
A little bit.
And how much fun did you have? Did you play the FIFA before then?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much fun do you have on that one? How about the one before that?
I liked that one a lot. FIFA 20.
Was it because you were in quarantine?
That, but I also streamed it a lot and I had a lot of time.
So it's because you were in quarantine. What about the FIFA before that one? How much fun do you have
not
playing FIFA 19?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. And that's why I'm not excited for
one of the issues. I just don't even remember the differences, I swear, between any of the FIFAs like that have come out recently. Not like differences, I mean, but like...
Oh, because you haven't seen enough shot fakes then.
Alfonso at least has an 84 rating.
The flip-flops I've seen in the box. Holy fuck.
I have no idea.
All the extra passes.
It's still just... Nothing will come as good as old FIFAs of like 10, 11, 12 and stuff.
You know what's really confused me at FIFA? So the fact that Arsenal played a 15-year-old today... But I can't do that in FIFA. Like you can't even sign a 15-year-old to your team in FIFA. You can sign them out of your youth academy.
There's legal issues.
You might want to be careful with that one.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently you can't. I think it's a FIFA rule where you legit can't have someone in like a video game or something. Like it might be a FIFA pro rule where you, unless if you get permission from a parent, you can't put someone in a game until they're 16.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
So but as you're saying, congrats to the Arsenal player for getting into the...
Yeah, 15, that's...
Yeah.
What were you doing when you were 15?
You know what? Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I just told you what you were doing at 15.
Yeah. I literally saw this tweet, and again, if you have to cut this, I'm sorry, but I saw this tweet going, Arsenal has a 15-year-old who's playing in the Prem. At 15, I was proud of myself for having 3 wanks in a day. So,
yeah. I don't think we have to cut that out, but...
Hey.
Yeah. Man, it's not the highest I've heard.
Okay, now we're gonna wrap
you,
it up there.
And you know who I'm talking about too.
Yeah, there's a couple
people.
Well,
is it like 20?
I don't even want to get into this, man.
How do you even find the time?
I want to know.
Should we talk about the FC Edmonton quick before we go?
No, I'm okay, done. We're going. We love you, FC Edmonton. Check out Brett's TikTok about him chirping the linesman. It's great.
I'm getting roasted.
Yeah, people think he's pathetic. I think they need to have fun in life. Hey, thank you everyone for tuning into the Sunday League Pundits. See you next time.
So what is the record?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.